Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon alongside Pat Sajak.
And I'm not Vanna White.
Vanna White. You were doing your Vanna White there.
Yeah, I was.
You were holding the one of our trophies.
You know, I was always disappointed where it went from actually turning the letters to all she had to do was touch on them. Now, that's a good technological advance, but I was like,
is she really necessary, though?
Oh, yes. Okay. My father-in-law would say many, many times, he only watches Wheel of Fortune for Vanna White.
Okay. Well, that's Stephen Julian, by the way. Trey is our producer, and we've got a great show lined up. We've got some guests here in the studio. Eric Williamson and Lisa Ricker here from WGTA-TV. That's a MeTV affiliate. So we're going to talk about MeTV.
WGTA.
Exactly. And DeWitt Thompson is here, brought in especially for you, Stephen, to get you in shape and looking good and feeling good.
You're already in shape and looking good and feeling good? Is that why?
No, I'm just trying to deflect.
Are you fat shaming me, Mike? Is that why we won an award?
I have no room to talk. DeWitt's with Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants.
Very excited to talk to all of our guests today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start with Eric and Lisa with WGTA-TV, a MeTV affiliate. Eric and Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us all about WGTA-TV and MeTV.
Lot to tell. We are a new broadcast station here in the Atlanta DMA. So for those who kind of understand how it might work, you have a station, but the station needs to have programming so that you have something to watch. Stations typically just have the infrastructure to broadcast. So what do? We go out and we get programming. WGTA got their programming from MeTV, which is owned by Waggle in Chicago. And so you get an affiliate agreement, and that means, hey, I'm going to show your programming on my station in the market we are 24 hours a day. And I can't show anybody else's but yours.
Well, it's very similar to a CBS or an ABC.
Absolutely.
And you have affiliates all over the country.
That is correct. 97% of the country is covered by someone airing the MeTV programming.
How long has your station been affiliated with MeTV?
Since its inception, we just recently, I believe, Lisa, was it March?
It's been a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a 1 year anniversary. So nice. For at least 1 year, we've been associated with MeTV.
So if I'm a small business owner in the Gwinnett County area, and here I've got a local TV station who's got some good programming coming through MeTV, their affiliation with it, what's in it for me, I guess would be what I would ask. Because I think a typical small business owner goes, well, I can't advertise on TV. What are some of the opportunities and options for the small business community to get involved with the station?
That is a great question. I'm glad you asked. That's one of the things, you know, we belong to the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce here. And that's one of the things on our little spiel. I always say, if you always thought that TV could be for you to do something positive for your business, but you thought it was too expensive. I think it's always the financial aspect of television that scares the small business off. give us 10 minutes, Lisa or I, give us 10 mm-hmm. minutes to talk about it, because there's no real reason to assume something, right? When you can find out the real information. So, Mr. Small Businessman, you have financial concerns. You have issues that you know about your business that need solutions. Well, here at WGTA TV, we are in a solution business. We're here to listen to what your goals, objectives, all that are, and then to come up with a plan to address that specifically and to do it very efficiently. Atlanta's, you know, it's a top 10 television market. You know, that means it's very competitive and what else? Very expensive. So we are here not to do what the other guys are doing, but to give our local guys a better chance to get their voice out, get their messaging out, get their objectives and their goals accomplished.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say I become a partner of MeTV. What kind of programming would I see on the station?
Well, you would see programming that we consider to be classic. MeTV is the number one classic programming in the country. What does classic mean? It means different things to different people. I recently was looking at a Wikipedia definition of classic. You know, some people might say OLD. I don't say that.
What does that stand for?
I don't know. It's an acronym for something. I don't really get it. But classic means really in Wikipedia that it has standed the test of time mm-hmm. and is still popular and or relevant. So that's what you get with MeTV, classic programming. Mm-hmm.
It's also great family programming, too. You don't have to worry about your children watching it, there being anything inappropriate. It's old classic movies that you remember, too. It brings back great memories from your youth. Things like Gunsmoke, Carol Burnett, The Brady Bunch, Leave It to Beaver.
There you go. See, I thought Eric was burying the lead right there mm-hmm. because a presentation you did recently at the Chamber, you're showing all these great shows that yeah. we all remember.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, what, MASH? I mean, MASH. You just go on forever mm-hmm. and ever.
Gunsmoke, mm-hmm. Bonanza. I mean, yeah. and I was gonna bring in a thought here. I watch, one of the things I enjoy watching is kind of stuff that shows behind the scenes or stuff that shows where things came from. I was watching a show and one of the couple of guys were talking, and they've produced great content and done some stuff. And one of them asked, do you like the old shows? And then he said the high concept shows, mm-hmm. because these shows came from a time where mm-hmm. not everything got on the air. And right. so in order to get on the air, this was the time of high concept. This was mm-hmm. the time of it had barely been done. And so there was still so much room for creativity and so much room for getting things on the air. And we can talk about censorship and all that, but, mm-hmm. but the idea being that in order for these shows to get on the air, they were the best of the best.
Right.
And they stand the test of time. You watch those good shows and they're still great shows. They're right. still great comedy. I don't know if Carol Burnett has ever been topped as far as live variety comedy, make you laugh out loud mm-hmm. funny.
I agree. And if you don't mind, I'm going to use some of that energy.
Please.
That high concept.
It's free.
Yes.
And here's, free marketing for you. There you go.
So here's the best compliment I think anybody could give our type of programming, is that it's being done again.
Right.
The circle has come all yeah. mm-hmm. the way back around. These same shows, as Stephen had said, that were high concept shows everybody couldn't get on, you know, they're reinventing these shows and bringing them back. As you know, you can see right now, you know, between Odd Couple, you see the Roseanne, you yep. see the Will and Grace, mm-hmm. you even see the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought? I'm a comic book guy from when I was a kid. I don't know who else is a comic book guy out there. But if you are, it went from comic books, then it went to your animation, watching on television. And I'm talking Marvel superheroes, not DC. And now, greatest compliment of all, coming back around, they're doing full-length feature films. Mm-hmm. And we have Wonder Woman, so.
Right. And Star Trek. Star Trek. How many movies have been made from
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I'm going to get a little personal here. Linda, what are your favorite shows on MeTV?
My favorite. I enjoy.
Or Lisa, why did I say Linda? I'm thinking.
That's okay.
Linda Lavin? Was that Wonder Woman?
No, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Yeah. So Lisa Ricker, sales and research coordinator, who apparently looks like Linda Carter. Is Alice on your network? Remember Alice?
Alice is not at this point.
No, not yet.
Yeah, sometimes the programming changes a little bit, so she could come on. Okay. You know? Yeah, we're actually getting Charlie's Angels starting the 28th of May.
Nice.
Okay. PM in the afternoon.
Let me rewind. Right. What's your favorite show?
My favorite, I would say, I love MASH. I also really enjoy Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Nice.
Yes.
So you have some of the black and whites, too.
That's a great show.
It is wonderful. And I talked to a customer the other day, and she said, I love your station. I just love Alfred Hitchcock. I have to record it because I'm not up to see it.
Kind of like a forerunner to sci-fi and, mm-hmm. and Twilight Zone and all mm-hmm. that. I mean, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
I pulled up MeTV.com. I searched MeTV Atlanta on my phone, pulled up the schedule. I mean, goodness gracious, Gomer Pyle, WKRP in Cincinnati, Hogan's Heroes. Last week I was talking to somebody about, remember Hogan's Heroes? Yeah. I don't see that on TV. That's a great show.
Did they say yes or no that they remembered it?
They said yes.
Yes, and everybody remembered.
Yeah. I'd like to be in the pitch for that. It's going to be a Nazi concentration camp. Oh, it'll be a comedy.
Again,
high concept. Let's take one of the worst dark times in history and make fun of it. Mm-hmm. It's a way of making fun of Nazis and having a good time. I mean, that's fantastic. So, all right. So we talked about the business owner getting involved with these great shows.
Before you get to
Eric's favorite show before we go on.
I probably like the Westerns. And it's funny you said, Mike, about black and white, because, you know, a lot of them never were broadcast in color. Gunsmoke in black and white.
Yeah.
Rifleman in black and white. And we had the Wild Wild West.
Nice.
I mean, that's that whole genre of programming.
Yeah.
That kind of works for me.
All right. So here was my question. We talked about the business owner getting involved with advertising. Apart from these shows, is there any opportunity or is there any opportunity in the future for local programming of news or business shows or anything like that? Is it just the reruns at this point in time or because that's good enough? I'm happy with that. But I'm just asking as far as programming goes, what are
there's definitely discussion about adding local news. That'll be a little ways in the future. But we would definitely
need
to
find the right partner, right? So shout out to the business community.
Right?
Maybe the chamber or somebody needs to get behind that and get involved. So the other question is, because one of the other great things on this website, just right on my phone, right before the show, I was pulling up and said, how do I watch MeTV? And so how do I watch, you know, WGTA? And so there was, based on whatever provider you are, it'll provide a channel. So here's my question. What's the reach? Is it just Gwinnett County? Is it Metro Atlanta? Kind of talk through. Who can watch WGTA?
Everybody in the Atlanta DMA.
Love it.
So we also are fortunate enough to have two towers that are broadcasting over the air also. So it's a must carry on cable. And for you cord cutters out there that love this type of programming, you can actually watch it over the air also.
Right.
Nice.
And we extend as far as to Athens, even up to the border of South Carolina.
And Mike, I pulled up on their, they've got a little thing that says put in your zip code and right at the top, it said over the air. So that was fantastic. But I mean, it's sometimes you think, oh, is it on my provider? I mean, DirecTV, Dish, AT&T, UVerse, Spectrum, Comcast. I mean, you name it, you guys are on it.
Right.
Great. Well, we're grateful to have MeTV and WGTA TV now here in the fold. Thank you for coming on the show. For those that would like to find out more, I think Stephen already kind of gave away the secret, but where can they get more information, all the information they need about your station and your affiliation?
Well, one of the places they can go, as Stephen did, they could go to the World Wide Web and go to MeTV.com. And there they will ask you your location. And pull up information that's germane to your zip code and where you're at.
And real quick, before we move on, I want to ask a little bit about each of you and your backgrounds and where you came from. We'll start, Lisa, talk to real quick. Sure. How did you get to where you are today? And I have a feeling Eric's got an exciting, interesting story to share. I just don't really know him that well, but just from talking to him, I'm sure there's a story behind this. So we'll start with you first.
I spent the majority of my career time in the hospitality industry and hotel sales and convention center sales. So when I walk into this beautiful hotel, the Sonesta Suites, it's gorgeous. I'm immediately looking at different things. And I remember my sales days. Then I was at the Georgia World Congress Center for several years in sales also, so which worked with really large events. So I've been in a different type of sales, but I'm learning broadcasting sales. I've always known how to work with inventory, mm-hmm. but a different type of inventory. This is air inventory. I was used to physical inventory, rooms and space.
So time for a change, and now here you are.
Here I am. I love it.
And Eric?
He's led a boring life.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's anything but.
I was in the Marine Corps 8 years, so simplified to any of my brothers out there that could be listening. I came to Atlanta in 1990. And I'm an accountant by trade.
Nice.
Right? And I went to work for Turner Broadcasting here in Atlanta, probably the most fabulous company in the world ever. And I saw what the sales guys did. And I said, you know, it's something different to try. And I was very fortunate. I've sold, I got into the sales side of the business and I worked on CNN Headline News first. Then I worked with CNN Headline News, TBS, TNT. All this is television advertising sales. Then I went over to the local side of the house and I worked with anybody here that remembers WTBS.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Before it was Peachtree TV.
Yeah.
So I have both of those under my belt. We launched Turn to South, which was a regional network. And so I left there. I went to Fox Sports South. I was there for about 6 years. So, I've been around for a second. I've learned a little bit, not nearly as much as I need. But
I'm thinking our paths may have crossed at some point. So we'll have to talk after the show. Thank you again for coming on and joining us.
Thank you for having us. Both.
Well, and I was going to ask one last question. They had said talk about searching MeTV, but mm-hmm. Is there a local number, local website they can mm-hmm. Specifically for WGTA?
Mm-hmm. That would be WGTATV.com.
Fantastic.
And phone number, our general number is 770-299-1207.
Fantastic.
And generally, I'll be the one that'll answer that phone. So again, I'm Lisa.
Fantastic.
Look forward to hearing from you.
I think most everybody would look forward to talking to you, Lisa. That's good.
Great.
Now, Mike, you would ask Lisa how she got to where she is today. And she talked about her career. But I would like to talk to the people where they get to where they're going in a Subaru, right? Because love is what makes a Subaru, right, Mike? Well, our show broadcasts every week from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And remember, Subaru can get you where you want to go.
See how smooth you are, just that transition right into that little read by it. Subaru.
The only thing better is when Trey plays the nice music behind me. That's always the best read.
Wrong.
Okay.
All right. Next up on the show, DeWitt Thompson. He's with Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants. DeWitt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning, guys. I appreciate y'all having me.
Good to have you.
I'll be outside. You guys talk.
No. Pay attention. You and I both need to pay attention to hear. Tell us about your company, what you do.
So Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants is a health and fitness business specializing in mobile training and coaching for both individuals and groups. I started the company about 3.5 years ago, and I realized that there was really a need for mobile training and mobile coaching because living in Atlanta, we know how bad traffic is. Our lives are crazy. We've got so much going on. And I think every minute makes a difference. And being able to travel to someone, work out at their home, at their office, whatever it might be, I think it makes a big difference and helps them out a lot.
All right. Training and fitness, we know about that. But I think you hit upon what makes you different, the mobile parts. So you're going to unpack that a little bit. You're going to come to my place of work, my place of home. Talk about the mobile parts.
And I like the thing of unpack. Literally, what are you unpacking when you get there?
That's a great question. And that's exactly
that's two
what
great
it
questions
is.
For Steven.
Well,
on the show.
Technically, half of it is yours. You started it. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give you too much credit, but that's
Lord
that,
knows,
still a good
Mike
question.
Doesn't, so I'm glad to get some a little bit. Go ahead.
So the mobile aspect is we travel, like you said, to homes, to businesses, really anywhere people need to go. Generally, when I travel to a place like that, people have a certain amount of equipment that we can work with. So for instance, at an apartment complex or condo complex, we work out at their gym in-house. Same thing with companies. A lot of companies have a gym on premises now, and we're able to utilize them. For the places or for the people that we don't have equipment for, I do have a certain amount of equipment that I bring with me. And for the majority of people, that's plenty of equipment for us to get a great workout and accomplish their goals.
So one question I had is, there's a few different types of workouts. There's a few, you know, some people are all about body weight. Some people are about CrossFit. Some people, you know, there's different avenues you can go. Are you pretty broad in the different types of avenues? Do you ask the client what they want, or is there a philosophy and a style that you're like, no, we got to do it this way?
I get that question a lot. And usually when I talk to someone about this, they ask me and I kind of prod a little bit and figure out exactly what they mean. And what they usually are looking for is whether I do CrossFit style or P90X style or yoga, Pilates, you name it, whatever it might be. My philosophy is that there are great aspects to each one of those. And every person is different. And one of the things that separates us is our personalization of our programming. And so I found that for one person, that high intensity workout might be great. For another person, more moderate intensity cardio, that's going to be the way to go. For the third person, it might be heavier weight training. So I like to find what's best for that individual person based on their goals. And also based on, you know, injuries, experience, all that kind of stuff. We take the whole package and we work with it there.
So no one size fits all. So for like an ex-Marine like Eric compared to Steven and myself, it'd probably be a completely different program.
I'm already racking my brain coming up with a workout for Eric. So he's
whereas for me, it's the Rubik's Cube workout. I'm just working my hands and that's where
you go. There you go. Let me ask you a couple of basic questions real quick here. If I reach out to Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants, am I getting you?
Absolutely. You'll get me. My email and phone goes directly to me. So
so you're the one that's going to come out and work with me.
I am, exactly.
And what's your range as far as area that you can work, you know, cover in Atlanta?
Generally anywhere downtown and north up to about the Lawrenceville area is where I travel out to. With groups, it's a little bit different. If we have a group session or working with a particular company, I have a couple of companies that I'm doing seminars for next week. If we work out a contract or doing something long term, I can go out a little bit further and we can figure out a plan from there.
Let's talk more about that, because our listenership here at Business Radio X, as you might imagine, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, people like that. So talk to the business person out there. How are you working with them?
So I've realized that it's incredibly important to have productive and happy employees. And I think that companies are realizing more and more how important having that is. And so having a healthy lifestyle and being able to have your employees work out, be healthy, be in the office, be productive while they're there, it's incredibly important. And so more and more companies are focusing on corporate wellness and trying to bring folks like me in to do seminars, educational seminars to teach people, group classes, things of that nature.
Well, and I think seminars are great, but I think any business owner listening, the opportunity to actually allow your employees during times at the office to get some workout in, that's got to help not only morale, it's also got to help productivity. And honestly, let's just talk money. I'm an independent financial advisor. There's a potential to lower health insurance costs in the future if you can show it. Benefits packages are very important. I do 401ks and stuff like that, but the business owner today has got to be creative. And what better creative way than to say, hey, you come here, there's a fitness class you can join while you work.
Exactly. And I think that's a big draw for new employees. It helps reduce turnover from current employees. There's really no downside to it.
So I would imagine this is a relatively new concept to some extent. I think it's almost an evolution. I think that you said that businesses have gyms. That was kind of always saved for like the best, biggest businesses, but I think it's becoming more commonplace. So are there a lot of people like you out there, or is this a relatively new field to some extent?
I think to an extent, it's a relatively new field. I've certainly heard of a few people out there doing
Nobody
the same thing,
you,
but well, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that.
It's my opinion.
I've heard of a few, but yeah, it is relatively new, and it's something that I think that we're kind of right on the cusp of, and I think it's going to be very important in the future. And I think corporate wellness is not just going to be something that, that people occasionally think about and some companies get, it's going to be an absolute necessity in the future. So that's what we're trying to get in front of and trying to help people with.
We're talking with the owner of Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants, DeWitt Thompson, here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Who's your ideal client?
A couple of people, but basically it boils down to...
Stephen Rich just raised
his hand. I think me. Go ahead.
It basically boils down to someone who knows what their why is. And what I mean by that is that we all want to feel good and to look good and to be more confident and things of that nature, but to really have a hard why. I'll never forget a few years ago, I was working with a client and he wanted to lose, I think it was about 30 or 40 pounds. And we were talking about exactly why he wanted to do that. And we talked for a little while. And finally, he got to the point, he said, I just want to be able to play with my kids for more than 15 minutes without being tired. And that to me is a why. That's something that's going to really drive you when that you've got one set left and you're exhausted, or you get home from work and you're tired and you really just want to grab that cookie or brownie and said you're going to grab an apple. To me,
you've been spying on me.
cookie or brownie. He forgot to put the S at the end.
Yes, plural.
He didn't see us last night at the Suwannee Business Alliance meeting and the desserts they had.
Desserts in the corner. Oh my God. Holy cow. I only had one.
I had like four brownies. My why, by the way, just so a comedian once said this, my why is I want to be able to brush my teeth without my belly jiggling.
As well, another Jim Gaffigan said, I'm just here so I don't eat for 20 minutes. So that's good. Everybody says, I know I should. And it's a good thing to do. Everybody recognizes the benefit. But when you get to that why, that's the, you know, I in my past, I was a runner, some in high school and college, and I'd kind of gotten away from that. And I've tried at various times to run, but I never had a good why. And so getting to a place where I'm like, you know what? I want to go do the races and I want to get the t-shirt. For right now, that's my why. If there's a race that I'm going to do with a t-shirt, that's enough for now. And right. The other why of losing weight and getting in shape and feeling better and having more energy, to me right now, my why is a t-shirt. And it might not be as good as playing with my kids and all that. I just want a t-shirt. So.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't think there are any levels of, you know, what's good or what's not. Right. It's what's important to you and what's going to fit.
And you help people find that, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's what we do in the first consultation. Our first consult's always free. And we always dig into that and figure out what it is.
And if they've hired you, I got to admit, that's got to be a little bit of a, you know, oh, I got to do that one last set. I get it. Well, if they're paying you, it's like, well, waste money if I don't. I'm sorry. I always look at return on investment. So if someone's made an investment,
financial guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's, I don't want to lose money on this deal. So I might as well use your services. That helps.
Right. Accountability is a big aspect of that and a big reason why a lot of people hire me and bring me in.
I don't know the psychology of it, and you may know more about it, DeWitt, but it's interesting where people will get gym memberships. Okay, now I'm paying every month. It'll make me go. And I don't know what the percentage is. I think like 50% of the people that are paying for gym memberships don't use them.
Go back
and maybe more than that.
It's the new year. They always get the big push in the new year. And by February, half of the people are no longer coming in.
Yeah, exactly. I actually heard a new statistic that 93% of people who make a fitness or health related resolution have dropped it by the second week in February. And so it's something that you really do need that accountability to stick with.
You know, 72% of statistics are made up, but I think that one actually is real. That sounds very real.
Before we let you go, DeWitt, also, I was looking at your website the other day. You also talk about healthy living as far as the food. Because I know a lot of folks and pretty close to home to me that, you know, we feel like we're exercising. But we know we're not eating right as well. And you kind of help us or consult with us on that as well.
Absolutely. So we're not dietitians or nutritionists. So there's certain things that we can't do when it comes to nutrition, but we give guidance and we help people kind of live an overall lifestyle that is healthy and can benefit them. And kind of, it goes back to our philosophy anyway, is that we want people to be able to live the best life that they can. And that means being able to have those brownies every now and then, or being able to have a glass of wine or beer on Friday night or eat pizza.
You don't have
or whatever.
To starve yourself.
Exactly. You can still enjoy your life and have a great time, but just be educated about it and do everything in moderation. And so we incorporate all of that together.
Great stuff. For those that would like to find out more, look into maybe hiring you out, where can they get more information?
Yeah, you can check out my website, hlftraining.com. You can also email me at healthylifeconsultants@gmail.com. I read every email, and there's no such thing as stupid questions. So if you just have a question, I'm more than happy to help. And then you can also reach us by phone, 770-757-2695.
No such thing as stupid questions. You've never heard a lot of our shows, have you?
Boy, that sounds like a challenge to me.
Any question, I'm open to.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to thank D. Whit Thompson for joining us here on the show with Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants. Also, Eric Williamson and Lisa Ricker with WGTA-TV, our local MeTV affiliate.
Mike, before you wrap up the show, I just want to remind everybody, we do have a lot of business owners, business leaders who listen to this show. We love listening. We love having you guys listen to our show. If you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, yeah, I don't know anybody like that, right?
No.
Yeah. Then you need to know Proactive Payroll, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and they provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
All right, Stephen, a reminder to our listeners that you can listen to this podcast anytime you want 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio. Not only will you see this show, which is called Gwinnett Business Radio, you'll see all our other shows as well. And there's some great ones out there, so check them out, businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio. This show and all our others also available on iTunes.
Yeah.
And follow us on social media. We do that Twitter thing.
Yep. What about that purple podcast app on my phone? Go in there and search Gwinnett Business Radio.
There you go. Exactly. Wow. And
how about they rate us too? I want to get some ratings on there.
Rate us well.
Yeah. Well, rate us however they want.
No.
It's a free country.
Rate us well. No, it's not. Rate us well.
No, it's a free country. They can.
All right. Whatever.
We won't answer all questions. You know, if they ask a dumb question, we'll go, can we use that on our show? But other than that,
wouldn't be the first time.
Won't be the last.
All right. For Stephen and for our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Be the man. You gotta beat the man!